This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's a study out today that I get this is a big statement, but it kind of turns some of what we think we know about healthcare economics on its head. Specifically, new data about how much we're paying for our care and what hospital mergers in various cities across the country have to do with that. Our healthcare correspondent, Dan Gorenstein, got the data early. He has been on the story all day today. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Kai.
So we have been in this country mostly using Medicare data to make decisions on healthcare, right, and healthcare economics. This whole data set, though, does something else, right?
Yeah, I mean, what this data set does, Kai, is that, you know, look, there's been this body of evidence around monopolies that the more market share a hospital has, the more they're able to drive prices. But the evidence that we've had has been sort of limited. What we're getting from this report today is sort of unprecedented. It's the actual negotiated prices, and it's from hospitals coast to coast. And they're saying that in places where there are monopolies, where you've got one hospital or two hospitals, you're going to end up paying more for your care than in places where you've got 5, 6, 7, 10 hospitals.
That's not surprising, though, right? I mean, you know, monopolies have that power, but I guess the issue is that we're in an era now of consolidation of drug companies, of insurance companies, and also, more to the point, of hospitals.
Yeah, I mean, I think what's really striking here is that we just haven't had great evidence before, and this paper really presents new evidence, more robust, sort of harder to push back against. And so for a long time, hospital executives have said, look, you know, you get this price difference. Like, for example, this report finds that in an Oregon market, the price for a C-section is around $15,000. Mm-hmm. You can go to St. Louis, where there are all these different hospitals, you can get the same procedure for about $3,500. Hmm. And what hospital executives have said to me, Kai, and others has been, look, that's because of differences in quality. That's because right. We live in a more expensive region or whatever. Right. And here, what we're talking about is this is really, more than anything, it's not about quality. It's not about how sick the patients are. It's about market power. That right. is what dictates the prices more than anything else. And that's a big, significant contribution to sort of our understanding of healthcare economics.
This all works its way back to the Affordable Care Act, right, Dan? And price transparency and bending the cost curve and us knowing what we're paying for healthcare, like actually knowing.
That's exactly right, Kai. This really is about trying to give arm people, arm insurers, arm large employers who are buying their own insurance more information. So when you go and you understand you're buying healthcare in Los Angeles, for mm-hmm. example, and there are 15 mm-hmm. or 20 hospitals, whatever it is, you can see the price spread for an MRI for your knee. And you know what the researchers are hoping here is that employers are going to be able to say, wow, I've been working with Hospital X and they're charging me $800. I can actually get the same procedure for $300. So either I need to negotiate a better deal or I need to stop working with these guys and find a new partner here. And so this is absolutely part of this movement of empowering consumers so healthcare mm-hmm. works kind of like the rest of the world.
Dan Gorenstein is the health desk at WHYY. Dan, thanks very much.
Thanks, Kai.